Zealand. And Guinea began voting for president Sunday, with the 82-year-old incumbent Alpha Conde going for a third term. The poll follows months of political unrest in the former French colony, where dozens of people have been killed during security crackdowns on mass protests against Mr. Conde. The president pushed through a new constitution in March, arguing that it would modernize the country, but the move allowed him to bypass a two-term limit for presidents. After decades as an opposition activist, Conde became Guinea's first democratically elected president in 2010, and he won again in 2015. Rights groups have increasingly criticized him, though, of becoming an autocrat. The vote marks the start of a busy election season across West Africa, with votes also due in Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Ghana, and Niger. Turkish-held Northern Cyprus votes Sunday, too, for a new leader. The breakaway state is only recognized off-island by Turkey. The presidential vote pits an incumbent who supports reunification with the Greek-speaking Republic of Cyprus in the south against a Turkish nationalist. The Turk wants a two-state solution. He's now the prime minister of the self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, and he's backed by Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan. Under Erdogan, Turkey has become an assertive regional power, now arguing with EU states Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas reserves in waters of the eastern Mediterranean. And Bolivians began voting Sunday in a presidential election many hope can restore stability to a nation. Bolivia was plunged into turmoil after a problematic vote was eventually voided last year. That left the country in the hands of an interim president. For more on these and other developing stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Israeli delegation arrived in Bahrain on Sunday to formalize new relations between the two countries. Bahrain followed the United Arab Emirates in agreeing last month to normalize ties with Israel, stunning Palestinians who had demanded statehood before any such regional agreement was made. Israel has had a turbulent history with the Arab world, including eight wars. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain became the third and fourth Arab states to agree to normalize ties with Israel following Egypt's peace deal with Israel in 1979, called the Camp David Accords, and a 1994 pact with Jordan called the Wadi Araba Treaty, which ended 46 years of war between Israel and Jordan. Sunday's meeting follows a September 15th ceremony in Washington when Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain inked the so-called Abraham Accords, brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, said differences remain with President Donald Trump's administration on a wide-ranging coronavirus relief package, including language on testing provisions that she says will negatively affect minority populations. Pelosi spoke on the ABC News show this week. A decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons has expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday called the end of the arms embargo a, quote, momentous day for the international community in defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. It's not clear what weapons Iran will seek to buy and from whom. Both the Russians and Chinese have been mentioned. Iran's economy is burdened by the sanctions. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeed Erekat was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Israel on Sunday for treatment of a worsening case of COVID-19, the Palestinian Liberation Organization said. Witnesses said Erekat, who was 65, was on a stretcher when he was placed inside an Israeli ambulance outside his home in Jericho in the occupied West Bank. Erekat, who was also the Secretary General of the PLO, disclosed on October 8th that he had contracted coronavirus. Switzerland announced tighter restrictions on Sunday to tackle the recent spike in coronavirus cases, including a national obligation to wear masks and a ban on large-scale public gatherings. Gatherings of more than 15 people in public places will be banned from Monday, and masks must be worn in all indoor public places, the government announced following a meeting. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.